So, just start out by closing your eyes. If you have anything soft nearby, you might want to grab it and bring it up near your face and rub it against your face like it's a pillow, like it's sheets or a blanket. Kind of get those little bits of oxytocin running. The bits from being touched. The bits that come from sensation and will wash over you and make you not quite shiver, but tense up in a happy, comfortable feeling, like when you're hugging something super close and hard. Yeah, that's the way I want you to start. Nice and comfy. Nice and relaxed. I want you to imagine how it would feel if I was there with you. I do so love to jet pack. My breasts pushed up against your back. Nice and big, nice and warm, and when I shift around, you can feel my nipples lightly teasing against your back. I have one hand under your head, under the pillow. And my other hand, it's wrapped around you, squeezing you tight every now and then as I leave little kisses against your back. Because I just can't not. My knees are tucked up under yours. My crotch is against your butt. Every once in a while, just for fun, I'll run my leg over the both of yours just to feel like I'm trapping you and, well, you like feeling trapped. My head is just nestled right under your neck. I like that you're taller than me. I like that I can be so tiny and yet still take so much control. I love that from this position, I can take your hand, your wrist, grab it and hold it. We both know that you're bigger than me, and you're stronger than me. And we both know that that doesn't make a difference. Because just like a snake can ensnare its victim with its gaze, making it frozen, unable to move. And just my voice can do the same with you. Of course, for you, it's like you get so hyper-aroused you can't move. Like a tiny part of you is afraid that if you move, if you acknowledge that you're awake, I'll stop. And as my lips kiss up and down your back, and my hand starts to run over your body, over your hips, teasing, tickling up your side. I just like watching you shiver. And there's nothing in the world you wouldn't do to keep me from stopping. Sometimes I just like to lay here and take it in. That I have you. That I own you. that all of this that I'm touching belongs to me. Mine. You make me feel more powerful than anything else in this world. I feel like a predator, and nothing turns me on quite so much. Excites me to this level. Knowing that when I bring my mouth up, my lips up, shifting so I'm right by your ear, I can hear that catch in your breathing, that little gasp that tells me how turned on you are, how frozen, how you're already descending into subspace just from my voice. I feel so powerful. And that's because with you, I really am. I love feeling you up like you're a piece of meat. My meat. I can touch anything from the side of your face, cup your chin. My eyes are closed too. I'm just operating on feel, and I love to feel you. I love to run my hands down and encircle your throat. Just one hand, honey, and don't worry, I'm not putting any pressure. I'm just holding it in one throat. Maybe a little light squeezing, but not enough to do anything. Just enough to show you your place. To show you what I could do. To show you I'm in charge. I love the feeling of it. Holding just tightly enough that I can feel your Adam's apple. I can feel your breathing. Every breath in and out you take. I can feel your pulse. Pulsing. And you can feel it as my hand goes down. And I love it when you're in this state. A little sleepy. Starting to be very aroused. Not sure how far I'm gonna take it. And really hoping I take it all away. And I'm not gonna tell you. Because I love having you in this little uncertain state. Uncertainty is a vulnerability. Baby, you're so much sexier when you're vulnerable. Weak to me. I heard that. I heard that little moan. Is that just because my hand's now on your pecs? And I'm squeezing like they were tits. But having so much fun manipulating your flesh under my fingers. I can just picture in my mind the indent that they're making. But I don't need to see it. I'd rather have my head buried against your back. My voice so very close to your ears. But I can picture it. I know exactly what it looks like. And oh, I knew your nipple would already be hard. So teasable. You know what? Let me adjust. Get my finger nice and wet. And now when I take it back there and play with that little nipple of yours. Let's just move the blanket down a little bit. Down to your waist. And once you're able to feel the cool air breezing against that newly moistened nipple. So perky, so fun to play with. So fun to twist. Oh, there we go. Now I have you bucking into my body. And I haven't even touched your cock yet, but I know it's already rock hard. I know how sensitive you are there. I know that there's a conduit directly from your nipples that runs down your chest, down your hips. So that any time I twist them, you feel it right in your cock. You know what I love most about this? It's the thought that before you met me, you never really thought much about your nipples. You weren't much of a masochist at all, but you're my living proof that masochism can be conditioned into someone. So that now when my fingertips are just circling so nicely, so gently around your nipple, I can feel you tensing and I can just sense your wanting so badly for me to hurt it again. It's just not as satisfying, is it, when I'm nice to you? And my hand goes down. I hold you tight and squeeze you, and my hand can reach your other pack. Play with it. Treat you like you're a fucking slave at auction, and I need to inspect every single part. Squeeze you, grope you, use you like a piece of meat. And you are just such a good boy that you know better than to say anything, to do anything, to try anything. So well trained, you know that when I have you like this, you're not supposed to speak. Slaves don't need to speak. Slaves just need to take it. You know, if you said a single word, I would take my hands away. I would tell you to face the wall while I face the other one and I go to sleep. And you would just be left there with a throbbing, aching cock. And you know better than to move. Even though your cock is throbbing and aching right now and really wants to be played with, you know better than to fucking touch it. Because that's my decision. It's always been my decision. And it will always be. Because I'm never letting you go. My sweet boy. Do your ears like it when I nibble at them? I can feel your body shiver in pleasure when I do. A little bite of your lobe. When I suck on it, do you imagine me sucking somewhere else? Imagine how good it would feel if my hand would drift lower. Oh, you just feel so good, so warm. And my hand just drifts lower and lower. I love your belly. It's just right for me. I have to cup it in my hands and pull you even tighter against me. I know that drops you even further into your subspace, into that trancey place where nothing else in the world really exists for you right now. The whole world could just be a fantasy for all you'd care. The only thing that really exists right now in your mind and your focus is my breast pressed up against your back, my voice tickling in your ear, my lips kissing against your hot flesh, and most of all, oh, most of all, you're focusing on my hand moving lower and lower, running across your hips, teasing and trailing, sometimes just my fingertips, and sometimes I just cup a part of you, like your ass, and squeeze. Squeeze you like your property. Squeeze you because you're mine and I can touch you as much and, well, wherever I want. Any part of you I want. Hell, if I just wanted to ignore your cock altogether, I can take my hand, run it down your ass. Squeeze my hand in between the two of ours and circle around that little rosebud of yours. Make you wonder, make you worry, make you think. But if I play with it enough, you stop thinking. You start wishing that I would sink it inside you. You fucking degenerate. You dirty, filthy little slut. You really are, you know? Just a little sex-crazed pervert. I feel you pushing against me now. Pushing, trying to get my finger to penetrate. You bad little slut. But it's so hot in here. Let's take these covers off all the way, shall we? Leave you completely open and naked to the air. All out in your birthday suit. You dirty fucking pervert. My dirty fucking pervert. And I love you so much this way. Still so very helpless. Your mind still wanting to beg and scream, but you know better than to beg unless you're given permission, unless you're fucking told to. Because I don't want to hear your wants right now. I don't want to hear your encouragements. Oh, do this, touch that. No. I'm going to do what I want to do. And, well, you're going to like it. So just lay there and fucking take it. Yeah? And right now I don't feel like shoving my finger in your ass, then I'd have to go wipe it off or something, so quit your fucking thrusting, slut. But since you've been mostly good, I'll bring my hand back around. I'll rub your thigh, I'll squeeze it, massage it. You're so tight here, baby. But I'll take very good care of you. You just have to lay there and take it. My good boy. Yeah. Before we get to your cock, though, let's feel up these balls. Oh, my. Baby, your balls are so nice and tight right now. I know what that means. You're already super fucking excited. You're so fucking easy. I haven't even touched your cock yet, and I know it's rock hard. It's already leaking. Oh, my. What am I gonna do with you, you dirty little slut? Let's see. Nice warm shaft. Do you like it when I circle the base of your shaft with my forefinger and my thumb and I make it tight? Like it's a cock ring trapping all that blood inside there. Making your cock swell and engorge even further. I like slapping it against your belly when it's hard like this. It's just fun. You're fun to play with. Yeah, you like that? You like that when my hand finally gives you what it wants? Gives that needy cock of yours a nice little stroke? Up all the way to the head? My thumb sinking into your tip, gathering up some of that pre-cum and spreading it around your head. You're so sticky, baby. Sticky little slut. Yeah, I can feel your hips desperately tensing. Now you're controlling yourself a bit, aren't you? Preventing yourself from thrusting into them like you really, really need to. And yet at the same time, you can't help it. You can't help but give those tiny little micro thrusts into my hand to try and shove that cock deeper and deeper into my hand. Yeah, especially when my hand clenches around your cock, holds it tight, squeezes you firmly as I move it up and down. Up and down. Baby, you're positively squirming. Now I guess I have a decision to make. Do I want to make you come or not? Do I want to rub this cock of yours while you stay motionless and take it? Stroke you and stroke you and stroke you. And baby, the only words you're allowed to say are the ones you want to say the least. Please, Domina, please don't make me come. Please, Domina, please don't make me come. Please, Domina, please don't make me come. Those words you hate to say, but know you have to. Because you don't come without permission, and obviously, you don't get to come until I want you to. So I'll make you beg me not to make you come until you have permission. Because good boys know their fucking place. Good boys know that their mistress is what controls everything. I love that. I can feel it coming off of you. Empathy is such an entertaining thing to have as a dominant. I can feel everything you're feeling, this desperation, this begging that's going on inside of your head, but you're too afraid to utter. I did like that little whimper, though. That was cute. I love edging you. Yeah, you like it when my hand goes up and down your cock? Too slow right now, Too slow to let you really properly have a build-up. That's because I'm not done with you yet, baby. I haven't yet made up my own mind if I want to just leave my hand still on your cock, cuddling and cradling it while I curl up against you. Cuddle you and go to sleep. All the while your cock twitching in my hand and your head screaming for release. Right there with your balls. Oh, have already ramped up production. They're all ready to go and spurt and come. And oh God, baby, it would feel so good to come right now. So good. So good to just blast off, to feel all that jizz throb up your shaft and shoot out. And yeah, you want that. I know that's what you want. You want me to just take that orgasm from you, say those beautiful words that you love so much, that fucking permission to release. But I also know part of you likes it when I don't give you that permission. This perverted little submissive part of you that, oh, even though you ache with frustration, just loves it when I leave you wanting. When I show you that I can, and that I will, that I'm just evil enough to leave you blue bald. I know you like that about me. You like that little form of scarousal where you're not afraid for your life. You're just afraid for if you're going to get to come or not. And, oof, baby, right now that feels like a really real fear, doesn't it? Of course, then you wouldn't get any sleep all night. Poor baby would wake up all tired and still so frustrated. Have to go shower and every single drop of water hitting your cock. Torture. When you wash your cock, knowing you're not allowed to come and so badly wanting to stroke more than necessary to clean, but I'm inside your head. I'm locked in your brain and you can't even disobey me even when you want to. Even when you need to. I'm in there and something will still hold you back. My poor sweet boy. Of course. I do love making you shoot. Making you come. Yeah, does that feel good? My hands stroking up and down. A little faster now. I love that you're practically rocking now. It's like you're trying so hard not to move and failing so fucking miserably because it's instinctive and it's natural for you to rock against me. Try to get just a little bit more sensation every time my hand covers you, caresses you, touches you, strokes you. Yeah? Yeah? You like that, you dirty little whore? You dirty little slut? My dirty little slut. Yes, you do. You perverted little. That's it. That's right. Come on. Yeah. Closer and closer. My hand rubbing faster and faster, and I can feel you. I can feel you coming to the edge. Oh, and there it is. That begging, that pleading. Please, Domino, please don't make me come, but I'm gonna keep touching. And you better not fucking spurt yet, you dirty little whore. Yeah? Yeah? And hands off. You poor thing. I can feel those little micro thrusts still going on. Was that a sob? Are you sad, baby? If I turned you around, would I be able to kiss your tears away? But you know what I noticed? You started begging me, saying, please, Domino, please don't make me come. And yet, when I kept touching you, you didn't come. So, do you know what that makes me think? That makes me think that you used it before you were supposed to. Because you're only supposed to say that when you're right at the very edge, where just another touch will make you come. And yet, there was a solid bunch of seconds there where I kept touching and you didn't come. And yes, that would have been bad and naughty, but at the same fucking time. You know when you're supposed to use those words. So, let me make one thing very fucking clear, baby. If you want to avoid the not fun kind of punishment, when you say, please, Domina, don't make me come, you'd better be right there. Because if I give you permission, you'd better come right that fucking second. And if you don't, well, that wouldn't end well, love. We'd have to go have a session with the new paddle and, oh my, I wouldn't bother with a warm-up first. And you wouldn't want that. You want to be my good boy. You don't want to be a bad boy. You want to be my sweet boy. My perfect little pet. So let's try this again. Feel me wrap my hand around your cock. Feel me stroking up and down, nice and lightly. My thumb just flicking against your frenulum. My breath and my voice nice and warm in your ear. And this time, when you fucking beg me, you better mean it. Because I might take my hand away, but I also might give you permission. And if I do, 3 seconds. 3 seconds is all you fucking have to come before I take my hand away. And even if you burst, then it'll be fucking ruined. And if you do ruin, well, that's not very satisfying, is it? But it'll be the only orgasm you get tonight. So, I guess you just have to hope that I'm in a good mood. Yeah? Yeah. That's it, my good boy. Yeah, you're allowed to thrust into my hand, okay? Thrust into my hand while I stroke you and rub you and, oh, doesn't that just feel so my fingers know just how to grip, don't they? Yeah, you like it when I stop doing the full shaft and start just stroking your head and an inch underneath? Just playing with it, teasing it, faster and faster and faster and faster and there it is. You may come. Come for me. 3, 2, 1, come.
And hands off.
My good boy.
Did that feel good?
Now, I'm gonna need you to go clean up your mess. I need to get back to sleep.
Night night, baby.
Uh-huh.